This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you, a rare one. Believers in a living God. That is a phrase from his second inaugural address, the only time I know that he uses the words living God in a public speech. He may have used the words in a conversation with a young officer about the Shakespeare play King John, and he heard those words, living God, in a conversation with his minister, Dr. Phineas Gurley, after his son Willie had died. Now, there are three Abraham Lincolns in American history. One, Lincoln's grandfather, a captain in the American Revolution, who was later killed by American natives in 1786 while tending his cornfield in Kentucky. Two, the 16th President of the United States, and last, Abraham Lincoln II in Roman numerals II, Lincoln's grandson, who died in 1890 at the age of 16 from an infected arm wound. Since there were three Abraham Lincolns, we could pose the idea, speaking of a living God, how were their spiritual lives the same? Or were they all different? Would they, with such different histories, be able to recognize each other's spiritual life, have the same generational issues ourselves? Few believe in their grandparents' God and or their children's religion, or lack of it. In his last major speech, his second inaugural, President Lincoln himself deals with this abstract question. Can different people with differing views share the same God? Lincoln asks that if the North and the South both pray to the same God and read the same Bible, how can there be one God and one truth, one living God? Does our motto, E Pluribus Unum, out of many one, work in religion, out of many one God? How can two warring people believe in the same God? Do three Abraham Lincolns believe in the same God? Or how about the four presidents carved into Mount Rushmore, those 60-foot-high heads of Washington, Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Lincoln? Four men, all believing in one and the same God? Spiritual diversity increases when we remember that Mount Rushmore was first a sacred place for the great spirit of the Lakota Sioux, before an American treaty took it away from them. Lincoln resolved this apparent problem of many people having one God in his heart first, and then in his mind. Grief over the death of his young son Willie, he said, was the greatest trial of his life. It was in the fiery furnace of grief that Lincoln's mind was moved. Lincoln was so brokenhearted by this death that he often talked with his minister, Dr. Gurley, about it. It was he who gave Lincoln the words that released him when the minister said that Willie was living with the living God now. That set Lincoln free to act with confidence again, because God, a living God, was not dependent on Lincoln or anyone for its existence. That God has his own life and his own way, and neither side, no one, could own God as their own. Lincoln's spiritual life moved from his early words, fate, necessity, divinity, to the Almighty, to God, to a living God. And so there was a dynamic way, a living God, where separate people are united. It is in those words, then, that Lincoln can light us down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.